Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. The United States voted against a UN resolution condemning the death penalty in cases of sodomy, among other types of conduct, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the saint known as Il Poverello. President Trump is seeking debt forgiveness for Puerto Rico, and how has Amazon's acquisition of Whole Foods affected other grocery retailers? Yahoo News reports that the United States was one of 13 countries which refused to vote for a UN resolution condemning the prescription of the death penalty in cases of sodomy, blasphemy, adultery, and apostasy. The resolution itself did ultimately pass. Some other countries who also voted against this resolution are China, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Japan, Bangladesh, and United Arab Emirates. The resolution condemned the death penalty for persons with mental or intellectual disabilities, pregnant women, and minors. Russia advanced two amendments which stated that the death penalty was not necessarily a human rights violation and that it does not fall within the definition of torture, but that the death penalty can in some cases lead to torture. The United States supported these amendments, which ultimately failed. The resolution was introduced by Belgium, Benin, France, Mongolia, and four other countries and received support from the United Kingdom, Congo, Kyrgyzstan, Bolivia, and many other countries worldwide. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Francis of Assisi. Start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you are doing the impossible. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Francis of Assisi. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today. Today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Born in 1181 in Assisi, Francesco Bernardone grew up comfortable and wealthy and was a charismatic, well-liked figure. He fell in as the leader of a group of wild young people, saying of this time in his life, "I lived in sin." He dreamed of being a knight, but while fighting the war against neighboring Perugia, he was captured and imprisoned for a year in a dungeon. Returning home, he again resumed his life of revelry and awaited his next opportunity for wartime glory. A day after he departed for the Fourth Crusade with his new horse and suit of armor, he was sent a dream from God telling him to return home, and he did, in disgrace, receiving much scorn from his father and the local villagers. He returned to working for his father, spending increasing amounts of time in prayer and solitude. One day, while at the old church at San Damiano, Francesco heard God tell him to repair his church. Francesco would go on to renounce his patrimony and his father's wealth and would respond greatly to that call from God to rebuild his church. Ordained a deacon, he preached the message of returning to God and obedience to the church. Francesco was eventually joined by men seeking their sanctification through poverty and obedience. This was the beginning of the Franciscan order. In his final years, Francesco, who had received the stigmata, would go blind and suffer the effects of his years of poverty and wandering. He died in 1226 at the age of 45. St. Francis, pray for us. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visited the ravaged U.S. Commonwealth of Puerto Rico yesterday. The territory's desperate financial situation is no secret, and the Washington Times reports that President Trump is indicating that he will be seeking forgiveness for Puerto Rico's debt in the wake of the devastation inflicted upon the island from Hurricane Maria. Here is President Trump speaking to Fox News' Geraldo Rivera.
We're going to work something out. We have to look at their whole debt structure. You know, they owe a lot of money to your friends on Wall Street, and we're going to have to wipe that out. That's going to have to be, you know, you can say goodbye to that. I don't know if it's Goldman Sachs, but whoever it is, you can wave goodbye to that. We have to do something about, because the debt was massive on the island.
Puerto Rico's debt is said to be over $70 billion. It has been over a month since the August 28th acquisition of Whole Foods by Amazon. From the first day, prices on food were lowered, and a New York Times shopper showed readers how he saved 14% on his bill post-acquisition. Reuters' Fred Katayama reports on how this is affecting other grocery retailers.
Woe for Joe? Amazon's price cuts at the retailer it acquired, Whole Foods, has pulled in more customers, and the biggest defectors organic grocery chain pulled in came from Trader Joe's and Sprouts Farmers Market. Data analytics firm Thassos Group says 10% of Trader Joe's regular customers visited Whole Foods between August 28th and September 16th. 8% of Sprouts customers also went for a peek. Thassos CEO Greg Smiske said, Amazon's acquisition of Whole Foods has the potential to be a game changer in the grocery space. But when it comes to sources of new customers for Whole Foods, Thassos says the crown goes to Walmart. Nearly one-fourth of the new shoppers Whole Foods pulled in after the price cuts came from America's largest retailer. Runners-up were Kroger, Costco, and Target. The price cuts, however, did not pull in a new demographic outside of its traditional upper-income shopper. Nor, says Thassos, did that convince customers to drive from afar just to pay a visit.
In this Celestial Musings, Crux reports that Cardinal Kevin Farrell, prefect of the Dicastery for Laity, Family, and Life, delivered the keynote address at the Faith and Life Convention in Belfast at the end of September. During his address, he said that parishes need to establish study groups focused on Pope Francis's apostolic exhortation, Amoris Laetitia, and then train couples to teach, prepare, guide, and accompany married couples. The cardinal said that priests, and I quote, have no credibility when it comes to living the reality of marriage, even though they may know the principles, the philosophy, and the theology. The last thing that the church needs right now is a member of the clergy making the statement that priests have no credibility when it comes to living the reality of marriage. This is a dangerous statement, one which has been made for decades, especially since the promulgation of Humanae Vitae. These sorts of statements create a false dichotomy between the theology, philosophy, and principles of marriage and the lived reality of marriage. It creates a false paradigm of reality versus unattainable ideal, in which the church's stance on marriage and marital issues is increasingly seen as out of touch with reality. This is how you get couples practicing contraception. This is how you get couples receiving Holy Communion outside of a valid marriage. And this is how you destroy married couples' trust in the wisdom of the church. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network, king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.